evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. I'm coming to you here on board at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and of course, it is courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, which is the one and only all-natural cure for headaches. And you know, folks, it does work. It does work indeed. We don't have any guests tonight, folks. I'm just going to make a few comments on a variety of things that just passed by me today, looking through the paper, but we're going to go to the phone. So if you want to call in here, tonight's the time to do it. My voice is a little raw from this cold weather here in D.C., but I am alive, which is a lot more than many people can say. So you can call in here at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yeah, I've continued to go through my, well, I could go through my files forever. I have a lot of interesting things in my files. At least they're of interest to me. And I just always have this feeling that someday when I'm dead and gone, which I hope will be a long time from now, presumably, maybe my files will be of value to somebody somewhere in the future. I did find one thing in my computer file that I thought I'd run by you, because as I say, I've been going through some old files of some unpublished material, and I found something that I am going to read to you here, give you some of the details of it. In the Washington Post, believe me, folks, this is a real digression. We're going back to the 2000 presidential election. There was a very strange article about John McCain. Now, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know I do not like John McCain for a variety of reasons, which we won't even go into at this point. But there have been a lot of people who have jokingly, but not so jokingly, speculated about John McCain being some sort of brainwashed Manchurian candidate. Well, in the so-called style section of the Washington Post, they had an article which was presented in a kind of a funny way. Actually, it was February 19th, and I believe it was February 19th, 2000. It said, it was entitled, "A Candidate's Lucky Charms. John McCain is hoping superstition will see him through." The Post reported that McCain, quote, "keeps on his person a lucky compass, a lucky feather, a lucky penny, and at times a lucky rock. When McCain once misplaced his feather, there was momentary panic in the campaign until his wife found it in one of his suits. When the compass went missing once, McCain assigned his political director to hunt it down." Now, if you are familiar with the original story of the Manchurian Candidate film they made with Frank Sinatra, Lawrence Harvey, and Angela Lansbury, that in that film, a former Korean War POW was brainwashed by the Chinese communists, and he was manipulated by the use of a Queen of Diamonds playing card. Well, of course, the brainwashing is very, very real, folks. And, you know, it's kind of funny then that we find McCain keeping on his person a lucky compass, a lucky feather, a lucky penny, and at times a lucky rock. Well, anyway, it turns out, according to the same article in the Post, that symbolism runs rampant in the McCain campaign. A campaign advisor, Lanny Wiles, has a way of wiggling his right pinky finger to cast spells. Wiles calls his trick the Spring Hill Lizard. McCain's campaign chairman had a lucky tie. The campaign also has lucky food. According to the Post, McCain insists that he and his staff eat barbecue before each debate. McCain also has lucky shoes and a lucky pen. Folks, this is weird. Stay tuned. I'll continue with this when we come back. I hope you're as intrigued by this as I am. But then again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And I am Michael Collins Piper, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Before the break, I was talking about this strange article that appeared in the gossip section, the style section of the Washington Post, talking about all the lucky charms that McCain and his handlers seem to have carried around at least 8 years ago when McCain was running for president in 2000. And, you know, the Washington Post commented satirically that McCain and his aides, so absorbed in their supernatural arts, haven't stopped to consider that their practices might seem a bit bizarre to the uninitiated observer. And, you know, folks, I mean, you know, I guess my point about all this is that a couple of my colleagues at the then Spotlight newspaper, we were looking at this article when it was first published, and one of my colleagues said, oh, there was an agenda behind that article. In other words, that article was sending out a message about John McCain to, in fact, the initiated, not the uninitiated. And frankly, folks, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and there's going to be a lot of people who will say, oh, this just proves that Piper is a conspiracy crackpot. But I kind of believe maybe John McCain really was brainwashed in Vietnam, just like a lot of people have suggested, and that maybe these lucky charms are all part of the control process. How's that for a conspiracy theory for you, folks? What can I say? I'm just telling you what the Washington Post reported. And, of course, the Washington Post is a very distinguished newspaper. I mean, it would never lie to you. The man who made the Washington Post what it is was Eugene Meyer, a very powerful Zionist war profiteer who actually was once, I believe, chairman of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. And as we all know, the Federal Reserve is a very distinguished group of people. So I can't believe that the Washington Post would make up anything about John McCain. Now, of course, for those of you who don't know that I'm being sarcastic, I will emphasize that I am being sarcastic. It's amazing, folks, how many people don't recognize sarcasm when they read it or they hear it. Well, I did read something interesting today in the Washington Jewish Week newspaper, talking about they had a big conference on something they're now calling Jewish English. There was a big forum at Georgetown University talking about Jewish languages, identities, and cultures. And it was a big, long, actually rather boring article. But you get to the closing lines of the page, and they quote Sarah Bunin Benor, the assistant professor of contemporary Jewish studies at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion. And she says that, talks about this subject they're calling Jewish English, and in the closing paragraph it says, she noted that Jewish English even includes the traditional, quote, secretive, humorous, and offensive ways of talking about non-Jews. Interesting. I don't know why anyone has to have secretive, humorous, and offensive ways of talking about non-Jews, but evidently there is some secretive, humorous, and offensive way that I guess we're not supposed to know about if we're not Jewish. Well, here's an interesting item. Young lady named Naima is written about in the Washington Jewish Week. She is a Jordanian girl, a Muslim. But they describe her, they say she's hardly religious, fanatic only about soccer, a confirmed feminist, and an outspoken supporter of gay rights. She loves horror movies, reads English language bestsellers, listens to American heavy metal, struts about in oversized rapper jeans and goth T-shirts, wears her hair short and in stylish spikes. She hates studying and is partial to off-color expressions. Guess what? That young lady we just described says, I'm a full supporter of Hezbollah. I don't consider them to be terrorists. I believe all Israelis involved in this war and in this conflict are terrorists. So here is a young lady who's a woman very much of this world, maybe even into the counterculture, you might call it. She's not even a devout Muslim, but she is a supporter of Hezbollah. And that just goes to point out that people of all persuasions in the Arab and Muslim world do support Hezbollah because of its efforts to rescue the Palestinian people, Christians and Muslims alike, from the Zionist occupation government there that's taken over Palestine. Well, we have our own Zionist occupation government here in the United States, and kind of funny, you know, we always hear about the Holocaust and the genocide of World War II, but somebody from the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, a gentleman by the name of Soner Kagapte, now he's obviously, he appears to be of Turkish origin, but he works for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and that, of course, is one of these pro-Israel think tanks here in Washington. He has an article saying that a resolution introduced in the House of Representatives condemning the Turkish genocide of the Armenian people would damage ties with Turkey. And he goes on and on and on and saying how passing the resolution would spark a major bilateral crisis, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't frankly know much about the history. I don't know anything, let's put it this way, folks, to be completely honest. I don't know the history of that incident in history. But I do know that the Armenian Americans and the Armenian people feel very, very strongly about it. I've had a number of Armenian friends over the years, and they would like to see this resolution passed. But I find it very, very interesting that now pro-Israel agitators who were always talking about the Holocaust of World War II are not willing to give another group of people, quote-unquote, the right to have their own Holocaust, for want of a better way of putting it. But it just goes to show you this kind of hypocrisy. This is something that, again, you know, as I always say, the hypocrisy in our government, in our policies, particularly in the Middle East, is just something not very becoming. Well, here's something that's going to upset the anti-Catholic folks, because anti-Catholic folks, you know, really relish the fact that so many priests have been caught having illicit affairs with underage and other age men and women outside their priestly vows. And, of course, that's wrong from the get-go, and it's particularly wrong when it's underage people. But in any case, it turns out that the Chicago-based survivors networks of those abused by priests is now campaigning to call attention to sex abuse that they say was committed by Southern Baptist ministers and concealed by churches. Evidently, there has been, we always hear about the Catholic Church problems, but it goes a little deeper than that. And very, very interesting that now the victims' advocates who went after the Catholic Church over this issue, and rightly so, I might add, rightly so, they are now now bringing the Southern Baptists to account on this. What's good for the goose is, what do they say? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, folks, you are welcome to call in here. We are going to go to a break in a couple minutes, but we have the rest of the hour if you want to chat. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But last night I commented on this hellish attack on Eustace Mullins, an 83-year-old man, by Huffschmidt, Boleyn, and Smith. Three silly women. Pardon me out there for you ladies who may have been offended by that, but I consider Boleyn, Huffschmidt, and Smith three silly women. And, you know, it's amazing now. They're relishing in that. They really love that publicity. They love to hear their names mentioned. They are connoisseurs of filth. There's no question about that. But you know, attacking Eustace Mullins, I think, is just beyond the pale. And as I say, I was amused to see that they maybe not amused is the word. Maybe not surprised to see that they took such great pleasure in seeing that I had criticized them for this attack on Eustace Mullins. I wonder if they're going to invite Eustace onto the Daryl Bradford Smith show. You know, Eustace came on this program and described how he had found his whole experience with Daryl Bradford Smith distasteful. And I think once anybody gets a mouthful or a brainful or an earful or a bellyful of these three characters, they will feel just like Eustace Mullins did. Last night, I read a short story on this program, and, you know, as I say, it was a story written more for my own amusement, but also to kind of drive home a point to a former teacher of mine who has long carried the water for the Anti-Defamation League, not literally in collaboration with the Anti-Defamation League, but, you know, devoted to the Holocaust legend, devoted to all the standard claims and so forth. And if any of you have any comments on that story, if you were listening last night, I'd be interested to hear it. Even if you want to call in and tell me it was absolutely silly, I'd like you to hear that. But in any case, if you have any comments on that, I'd like to hear it. Folks, I should have been a novelist instead of writing all this nasty stuff about controversial people and controversial issues. All right, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break. Feel free to call in. Let you do the talking, and I don't have to.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Just looking here at the new book available from American Free Press and the Barnes Review. I mentioned it before, Mark Glenn's No Beauty in the Beast. Very, very handsome book. As I say, I believe it's $25, certainly worth $25. That's right, 320 pages. All new edition, hot off the press. Check out the website of American Free Press, or go to barnesreview.org. You can order there. Or you can write American Free Press. I'll give you a P.O. box for the Barnes Review, P.O. box in Washington. P.O. box 15877, Washington, D.C., 20003. The Barnes Review, P.O. box 15877, Washington, D.C., 20003. Special message to Mark Glenn and his family if they're out there listening, as they often do. I met with Donald today, and I'll be meeting him later about 4 or 5 days from now. That particular inside message will come as a delight to the Glenn children. All right, well, we're going to go to the callers. Forgive me for passing private messages on the air, folks. Can't resist the opportunity, though. All right, let's go to Stash in Massachusetts, I believe.
Oh, how you doing, Mike?
How you doing tonight?
Very good. I was. I like your opening part about McCain and stuff like that. I had a different topic to talk about, but
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Try to maybe weave a strange thread through it.
Sometimes it can be done.
It was like you were speaking about like mind control, and I was sort of thinking about calling inside and talking about the bones thing, like the occult, which I think the science of that is related to this occult strangeness.
Oh, I agree.
And I've been out to visit the tomb, you know, and to, Yale, and I've even been over to Bavaria.
Oh, really? Oh.
Ingolstadt, Bavaria, to the town where, you know, the Bavarian Illuminati was.
You've been around all the great places.
the weird spots. And I was talking to a guy, of course, who knows what's going on in Yale, which was like a cook, you know, a food service guy. Like, I was like, what is up with this bones tomb? And he was saying, like, they throw pennies from the roof, and they call it pennies from heaven.
Okay.
And it was like, it reminded me of what you were saying about McCain. Like, he has these triggers, like, it could mean nothing, or these elite people seem to be obsessed with this, you know, like a tarot card stuff. Like, Ron Rules and Bloom says they have a ritual, and they're on tape shouting, the hangman equals death, the devil equals death, and all the strangeness. And I asked a guy who was a Mason about it, and he was saying, well, that relates to the tarot cards.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. It's very interesting. You made a good point there. And I have a friend who's he's done my astrological charts. And I can tell you this much, that this guy's astrological charts for me have been remarkably accurate in some remarkably very specific ways. And I personally, based on that, have no doubts that there is something to that particular science, whether you call it a cult or whatever. But I will say this much, that as he has pointed out to me, one of the big, maybe it's not as secret as it's a big secret, but not so big a secret in some ways, that astrology has been used throughout modern history by everyone from Joseph Stalin to Winston Churchill to Adolf Hitler to Franklin Roosevelt. And of course, we all know about Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, although my sources tell me that it was actually Ronald Reagan who was the big devotee of astrology as opposed to Nancy Reagan. So your point is well taken, that there is this, in the elite circles, there's maybe a bigger dependence in or upon, or I should say dependence upon and interest in things occult than more people realize.
Oh, yeah. I think in Washington you have these the most of these large zodiacs that are there in the country. I've read that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a very interesting book about the Masonic architecture of Washington, D.C., and occult aspects of various buildings around this city and their locations and things like that. And it's very, very real. It's very, very real, the fact that there is this this interest in all this, and as someone had pointed out to me, you know, you can't believe in the devil without believing in Jesus Christ, you know, and so if you believe in Jesus Christ, you necessarily then have to believe that there is a devil, and if the devil is indeed real, then there can and will be people who will attempt to make contact with the devil for their own purposes, if you follow my line of thinking there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I'm going to say this on the air without embarrassment. I have, here we have a break coming up. I'll leave you in suspense what I was going to say. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. A lot of callers will be bringing you up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington. We have Stash on board with us right now. You know, Stash, we kind of digressed there in some ways, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. I thought it's important to point out that, you know, this concept of brainwashing and mind control, you know, this isn't this we're not taught, that isn't the occult. This is a very real, a very definitive science that has been perfected and worked on by all the major intelligence agencies, including Israel's Mossad. In fact, there is a major cult in this country that is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Mossad. So this stuff, in terms of mind control, is very real. But then when you get into that area of, you know, the Illuminati, Freemasonry, these groups like the Skull and Bones that we were talking about, that gets into another area that is not of this world, but it's of a world that I know exists. Because I will say this without embarrassment on the air before whoever is listening, as anyone who knows me personally I mean, a lot of people know me from my political writings and so forth, you know, from what I talk about here in the air, but a lot of times I don't talk about personal things. But I will say this much, that in my lifetime, within the past 15 years, I have been blessed with incredible, for want of a better way of putting it, psychic powers that have protected me in some pretty hairy situations, number one. Number two, I have been able to divine things, you know, such as finding, you know, lost rings. That's the one case I just terrified a woman by telling her precisely where I thought she could find her missing ring in her house where I had never been before by touching her finger. I've had some very interesting experiences, and I believe that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's from the devil, but I've also had a lot of very spiritual Christian people, Bible-believing Christians, who have said quite the contrary. So like I say, I hate to use that word power. I've been given these powers, these insights, these capacities. And until anyone has actually experienced them, it's hard to understand. But it's happened to me so many times. I've actually written down roughly about 35 or 40 type things of this that have happened in my personal experience, and I've learned from it in many ways. But as I say, the other side of that coin stash is that there are people out there who seek out these powers and try to make contact with the devil. And if we are to believe the Bible, as many of us do, to one extent or another, then we have to know that there is evil out there. And it's likely that so many of the people who are ruining our world today are indeed in contact with the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've read that book, Operation Mind Control, on the scientific side. It's very lucid and extremely, I don't know if you probably read that one, Walter Bowart.
Yes, a very good book, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really lucid. It goes, I think, a lot deeper than the a lot of the other ones. That's probably why it's difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah, there's a lot of frankly crappy books out there on the topic. But that book by Bowart on mind control is one of them. And also there's another one by a former CIA official, CIA employee, John Marks. It's called The Search for the Manchurian Candidate. And it tells the very specific history taken from CIA files, you know, that were open to the public about the CIA's experiments in mind control. So you know, as I say, I knew when I started talking about John McCain possibly being mind controlled. I know that there's people out there who are saying, "Oh, well, that's crazy," but is it really so crazy? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, in terms of him, as it was in that movie, The Good Shepherd, or in The Bones that I've read, what I could get my hands on, I don't think any. But he knows what these elite guys go through, to what extent they are brainwashed, or or they give allegiances to it. I mean, they're obviously influenced by it too.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously. That's right. Exactly. That's it. That there is a. They develop this network. You know, I mean, this Skull and Bones is a network. It's a very secretive network, and so. So these things are very real. It's not popular to talk about them because, you know, people say it's crazy conspiracy theories, but it's for real. So what can I say? Well, Stash, did you have any other comments before I move on?
I was just going to say that basically a lot of that stuff connects up to that Kabbalah, you know, the tarot card, from the high magic, you know, a lot of people fool around with it, and it's probably not a great thing to get into.
You're right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, that's the thing. A lot of people get themselves in trouble inadvertently by dabbling in stuff like that. That's right. Yeah, there is another world. That's why I believe in God. I know there's another world. All right. Well, listen, Stash, appreciate your call. I got to move on here.
Take care. Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to Rob in Michigan, I believe. Rob, are you there?
Michael, it's an honor to speak with you this evening.
Rob, actually, you know, I can't hear you very well. Let me ask my producer to try to turn you up a little bit.
Anyways, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're competing against a chemtrail spin piece on the Discovery Channel tonight. I don't know if you're... I'm sure you're somewhat interested in that subject. But anyways, I was just watching it as I was on hold and pretty disgusted. But that's besides the point. I wanted to comment. I was raised, I guess you could say, Jewish or mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. You know, I have Jewish parents. And I actually had my bar mitzvah and the traditional Jewish things and ceremonies. And when you were talking about the article you read by the Jewish whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the article they mentioned the words, those words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know which words they were talking about, right? Goyim.
Right, right.
Shvatza is a... Yeah, are you familiar with the term shvatza?
With who?
Shvatza.
Oh, yes, very much so. It's funny. Go ahead. I do know the word, yeah.
Well, tell me what you know about it, but from what I know, you know, just from hearing it and my family or whatnot, it's, you know, it's a derogatory term for blacks.
Well, let me tell you where I learned that word, and I know he's going to, if I doubt he's listening in tonight, but my former roommate was Jewish many years ago. He is now a very highly regarded and very influential member of the United States Congress. And we lived together here on Capitol Hill with another roommate. And I can say this openly on the air because I have many black friends, and they know, you know, I've been known to use the N-word. And I don't consider myself a racist, but I used the N-word because it was a word, and my roommate said, and I was, the funny thing is, I was talking about our next-door neighbors who I was very fond of, and I just passingly referred to them and said those N's next door, so to speak, and my Jewish roommate said to me, he said, oh, he says, don't use that word. He said, we use the word schwarze. He said, it means the same thing, but we can use that word around them, and they don't know what it means.
that's how I
became acquainted with that particular word.
Well, unfortunately, I was acquainted by it from family using it, and you know, I grew up in South Florida, which is, you know, multiculturalism at its best, and it's
or at worst, whichever. Yeah,
it's no longer a melting pot; it's now a salad bowl. And the difference is the ingredients all are on their own. They don't assimilate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, the South Floridian Jew that I am, with a very liberal view towards, you know, multiculturalism. I, you know, and I took offense to the fact that my family members would use this, you know, secret Yiddish Jewish word for blacks. You know, I said, yeah, how dare you? That, why don't you call that person, you know, the N-word to their face? You know? You know, that's just so silly, but I digress. What I wanted to call about, and, you know, I know you're fascinated with the whole Jewish thing because, you know, they are influential and they do run the media. But I wanted to read something from Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I may. And it's very fascinating, and I'm not quite sure how to, what to make of it, and maybe you can help me with it.
Go ahead.
He talks about monarchy and the fact that government by kings was first introduced into the world by the heathens, and then the Jews had taken it up. As the exalting one man so greatly above the rest cannot be justified on the equal rights of nature, so neither can it be defended on the authority of Scripture, for the will of the Almighty, as declared by Gideon and the prophet Samuel, expressly disproves a government by kings. So, well, I read you the wrong quote, but what I wanted, my point was, after I was reading through this, the whole idea that Jewishness and the religion of Judaism is related to Zionism is, and I'm sure you've seen the, you know, religious Sephardic Jews go on Fox News and try to explain why they're against Zionism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Jewish religion, what is so crazy about all this Zionism crap that's being pushed throughout the media
and you know, all throughout the country, is that the Jews, the real Jews, don't even believe that there should be a state or that we should have kings. So I wanted to ask you, and Thomas Paine brought it all the way back to, you know, the original kings of Israel. I wanted to ask you, what happened in that time in history that all of a sudden we changed to this monarchy? You know, because right now we're living in what is basically a monarchy. I mean, we have our kings. We have, you know, Hillary Clinton and George Bush and Bill Clinton. And I just don't understand what happened way, way, way back then that took us to where we are today and why they're still in control.
You know, that's a very interesting question, and it intrigues me that you called in here tonight and brought this up, this question about monarchy and its relationship to all this, because over the years, I have read very interesting and conflicting views about monarchy from people who, on the one hand, there are some people who say that the old traditional monarchies of Europe were a very good thing, and that international financial interests, Jewish and otherwise, had an interest in bringing down those monarchies, just as did the communist elements that began developing in the 1840s through Karl Marx and his followers. So then, on the other hand, you can find people who say, well, monarchy is wrong, and we need a republican form of government like we're supposed to have here in the United States. So it's always been, that's always been a quandary for me, because I hear people whose intellects I respect taking two completely different positions on this issue. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, but it's I always say, though, that I once was kidding this little secretary at the office. I said to her, I said, "Do you think I would make a great king?" And she said, "Well," she said, "you might make a great king, but I would fear for the country."
I think you would make a wonderful king, and I hope you, and let's hope Ron Paul becomes our next king, but who knows? You know,
yeah, I think I'd trust him a little better. He's probably far more mild mannered than I am, and he'd be less likely to say off with their heads.
And listen, he votes for marijuana legalization, so, you know, how bad can he be?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, what can I tell you? I don't like marijuana. I like big, fat cigars like I'm smoking right now.
I like to take those big, fat cigars like they have in the gas stations, those cheap ones. You ever wonder why they sell those, sir? Because the kids, they cut them open and dump the tobacco out and put marijuana in.
Put all sorts of other substances in there. I've seen
well,
it done.
Yeah.
I've seen it done. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Rob, I appreciate your call. Call again sometime soon. All right. Let's move on here. We've got Jim in Texas. Jim, come on up. We have a break coming up, but we'll hold you over.
Okay, Mike. Hey, to get back to your McCain bit, McCain comes from a long line of traitorous, treasonous pieces of excrement, which I'm very kind even to call him that.
Well, you're a gentleman. You're a gentleman,
yes,
Jim.
That's true. I've always been known as a gentleman, but his grandfather was a traitor before and during the Second World War. His father was a traitor that covered up the USS Liberty thing, and McCain carried on the finest tradition, so this is a family thing.
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's particularly genetic, but I would say, well, you know, as I've talked about on this show, McCain is now ensconced as the head of a big beer distributorship worth a couple $100 million. So when he's out there representing himself as a man of the people, you know that he doesn't have to worry about the mortgage like most Americans.
That would be like me saying Abraham Foxman is carrying on in the fine traditions of the heads of the ADL. I mean, they're all treasonous, traitorous pieces of excrement. So, you know, there should be nothing amazing to any listeners.
As I say, I never like to refer to them as swine because my brother's kids have a pet pig, and that pig is a pretty nice animal, actually.
Well, as a fellow that spent 3 years in the military And as everybody knows, the statement that the people from the military academies make is duty, honor, country. Okay? That's the three prongs. And duty to these people is supposed to mean duty to your fellow members of the military. That is the first, duty. Okay? Not duty to President Eisenhower or Truman or Roosevelt or anybody else. Duty is to your fellow members. You will never betray them to be slaughtered like McCain's father did with the USS Liberty.
That's
that
right.
That is duty. Okay? Most people don't understand this. They think duty is to do anything that your political people tell you to do. But it
interesting.
Isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't, and most people don't know that.
Hey, Jim, we have a break coming up. Hold on. That's very interesting. I'm glad you called in with that. Hold on, Jim. Michael Collins, Piper here, going to a break, and we're going to be wrapping up the hour here shortly.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Jim on from Texas. Jim, you were going through duty, honor, and country, what it really means in the military context.
What it really means in the military context is John McCain's father, who was an admiral during the Mideast Command, his duty at the time when he knew that the Israelis had attacked and butchered and slaughtered our sailors, his duty was to protect his fellow sailors or resign. That was his duty. Not to follow orders of withdraw the planes to help protect them. His duty was one of two, and most people don't understand this, but officers are treated completely different than enlisted men in the service. Officers have a duty. They either follow orders or resign and take whatever the consequences, which is supposed to be they're reduced in rank and maybe made a sergeant or something, and they still have to fight in the military, but they are no longer in the decision-making capacity. That was his duty, either follow an order he knew was wrong or resign his commission. He's commissioned by Congress. His duty is to follow orders, or if he knows the orders is wrong, he must resign immediately. Now, how many officers in the past 50 years have you ever heard of that resign their commission rather than follow an invalid order? Absolutely none.
That's right.
That's the way they're set up, and most people don't know this, okay? But I spent 3 years in the military, and I've studied it exclusively, and I know what their options are, because they hung the German generals at the end of the Second World War because they said, well, we were just following orders from our civilian superiors. But they said, that's no excuse. You had the option of resigning. Okay?
Yeah.
But why don't our officers have the very same option? It's written in the military code of conduct. Okay? But nobody's ever done it. And somebody ought to ask why.
Well, I tell you what. You know, I will tell you one thing. A few years ago, General Ronald Fogelman, the head of the Air Force, resigned very, I think, mysteriously from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And, you know, frankly, I believe the reason why General Fogelman resigned from the Joint Chiefs of Staff is because he is a good man who did not want to be part of what he saw was coming. And the reason why I say that is because, although I don't know General Fogelman personally, I knew members of his family, his mother, his father, his sisters, very, very well. And they are some of the finest people. They're several of them are deceased now, but they were some of the finest traditional, God-fearing Christian people. And I know that that's the kind of background he came from, and he moved up the ranks very fast. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was put on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but he resigned from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I think it's because he was a good man who understood precisely what you're talking about.
And he's a rarity. I believe there was one under Carter, a general in charge of our troops in Korea, that resigned rather than take Carter's stupid orders.
Yeah, that was General Jack Singlob.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, oddly enough, I met him right out in front of my house one time. He was walking down the street, and I recognized him, and I shook his hand and congratulated him. He appreciated that.
But people, the average run-of-the-mill Joe in the United States must realize that these officers have a choice. The enlisted men have no choice. The officers do have a choice. And like we brought up two, and that's just probably the only two that I can ever then think of, and I read about it extensively. So, you know, but people got to realize that the people that follow orders like McCain and his slimy family with his ties to organized crime and
Hey, Jim, I hear that music playing. We got to wrap it up for the evening, but I appreciate your call. I learned something from what you told me here tonight. I think others did, too. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies to the other callers. We couldn't get up, but we'll be here tomorrow night. Stay tuned. Darby and Live.